calls an angel.
That's the song that used to inspire us. It's McFadden and Whitehead with Ain't No Stopping Us Now in the Ham Camp. KAYTKQJOFM. Coming up next is Pastor Michael Grimes and the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We'll also take your birthday requests at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
I don't care how much you come to church.
Yes. Yes.
You're going to have some stress.
Yes, sir.
This world is designed for you not to want to stay here forever. So God, Joseph, a man that is born of a woman, is a few days, but what? Full of what? That means stress. That means I'm going to have some ups and some. I don't care if you're the preacher man or the deacon man. You're going to have some. I don't care if you're the usher or the choir. I don't care who you are. You're going to have some strength. I'm too big to be straight. I'm just trying to teach you something. Stress. Watch me. In my little sickness. I was in so much pain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Until, and I guess God really unfolds some scripture to me. Well, I see. Look what happens. I'm in so much pain until I wanted to get outside of my body and look at my body in the mirror.
Yes.
You get what I'm trying to tell you? Which means that I wanted to look at my body outside. Which means that I'm in so much stress and pain until I don't want to stay inside this body. Do I have some help in the house?
Yes, sir.
That's why I said to Christmas, I want in this body, in this tabernacle, we do groan to be.
Yes, sir.
Your body here. in so much pain until you want to just get outside and stand on the side of your bed, look at your body, and then walk on to glory. Oh, I got no help in the house. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody been in any kind of pain where you're going to just step outside of your body, look at your body on the bedside? That's called medical strength. And said, I'm ready to go. Oh. Which means that this world is a fading world. And we're going to come a time that we're going to want to check out of here. Right. Because there's so much pain.
Yes, sir.
I told you that week during the soldiers, World War II, General Patton bring his army. They go to Normandy. They storm the beach. And that's Dwight Eisenhower, Jack Patton. You got Hitler. They start changing the sign in Bavaria. Soldiers get into Germany, they hit the beach and they parachute in. The German soldiers have turned the sign in the other direction. So if they wanted to go to Swinford, they had it pointing towards Würzburg. They want to go to Würzburg, they had it pointing towards Bernheim. They want to go to Bernheim, they pointed to Aschaffenburg. Want to go to a Aschaffenburg, now it's pointing towards Munich. Want to go to Munich, it's pointing towards Stuttgart. Then it's pointing towards Nuremberg. And going to Nuremberg, now they want to go back to Swinburne. Now, then American jeeps with American uniform pointing signs in different directions. Sound like Satan, though.
Yes.
Who got have pointed the sign a different way for you? You don't have to pay the tithe. Sign in a different direction. Why do you give your money to the Lord? Sign in a different direction. Who have pointed the sign in a different direction than you? Rev all the way wrong. Hell get it right, pointing in the wrong direction. Who have put the German sign down for you and have you going in the wrong direction? Don't get quiet on me. Y'all know what happened in the church. They got all kinds of signs in the church.
All kinds.
Stop sign, yield sign, turn around sign. That's what I'm talking about. All kinds of signs inside of you.
Okay.
That will hinder God's program. So who put a sign for you here, lady? They ain't had a sign, lady, just keep waking up. You'll get a sign. A sign, real, yeah, a sign. A sign, real, yeah, a sign. A sign you don't want them talk about, but a sign, even in your personal life. That friend put signs and they're going in bad direction.
Yes,
to the crack house, wrong direction.
Yes, sir.
To the marijuana man in the wrong direction.
Yes, sir.
Do I have to live in the house?
Yes, sir.
Hotel, wrong direction.
Yes, sir.
But God is trying to tell us something now. Watch the text. But now, thus said the Lord, that created, O Jacob, and he formed thee, Israel. Now, Jacob's name was changed from Jacob to Israel. Jacob was a modern-day trickster, hustler. Yeah, couldn't trust it. He'd trick you out your birthright.
Yes, sir.
Y'all understand? Somebody had been tricked.
Yes, sir.
Had been tricked. Yeah. He real been tricked. I'm in the courthouse full of tricksters.
Yes, sir.
Didn't trick me. I ain't the only one been tricked. I ain't asked you to raise your hand. You been tricked too.
If
you ain't been tricked, you know somebody has been tricked. That's why you say, I don't know why you over there messing with them tricks. Do I have some help in the house? Yeah, y'all been tricked. But he changes the name from Jacob to Israel.
Yeah.
Watch close. He changes the name. He changes the name. He changes the name from Saul to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He changes the name from member to disciple, from disciple to servant. He changed the name.
Yeah.
He can't exactly work with us until he changed the name. You see, when he changed the name, he changed the character. From sinner to saint. God can't do nothing with you until he changed your name. But when the name is changed, it's the character. See, because in the end of the day, he's not going to say, come home, Michael. It's going to have to be shit. Do I have some help in the house? So when he changed the name, he got to change the character. Watch closely. He'll take the pimp and make him a preacher.
All right.
He'll take the go-go man and make her a praise woman.
Yeah.
He'll go down in the gutter and get the worst of us and then come back and make them the best among us.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had some of them. Hey, everybody here been holy and happy. I ain't been holy and happy all my life. He will go and down in the gutter and get the worst of us. Come back and turn us around and change our character and make the best among us.
Yes.
He'll take the saloon singer and make her a gospel singer. I don't got no help in him. I ain't here by myself this morning. He changed the character. So he can't do that. This is what the armed forces do. Go to the map station. Raise your little hand.
Mm-hmm.
Put you on that bus.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going to get off that bus and go the way you're going, and as soon as your feet strike, they're going to get up in your face. They ain't calling you Michael, they're going to call you Private.
Right.
Change your name because they're about to change your character.
That's right. Yeah.
You used to drive a Cadillac, now you're patching on your back.
Right.
I used to wear fitted jeans, now I wear on the green. I wish I had some help. So what's happening here, they are working on your character. Because sometimes, baby, some of them come out of Detroit, they hustle. They're going to get the hustle game out you because they ain't afraid. Trying to make them mad so they can break that madness and build you and make you a soldier. So what God is trying to do us here at the Pleasant Green Church is change our name and so we can get to our character. So he can work it out and get the best.